you'd like to turn back to Psalm 104, which has been helping us just reflect and have our minds filled with the glory of our God and the fact that He is very great. And this final reflection, O Lord, my God, You are very great. You send forth Your Spirit. Verses 27 to 35. Follow through with me. Verse 27. These all. So all that he's been talking about so far. He now brings it to focus. These all look to you. They all look to God. To give them their food in due season. Look out for all the yous that are about to happen as we read. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the ground. You renew the earth. You see, all things, whether they acknowledge it or not, are totally and utterly dependent on the King for everything, even for life itself, for their very breath. And he's using a poetic form here, pairing things in each verse. So you'll see there's a pair. I'll go through it. You give it to them. The pair, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are filled with good things. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away their breath, they die. You send forth your spirit, they are created. And it just gives this overwhelming understanding of the giver and the receiver. And it is the giver, the creator, the sustainer that deserves our worship. Men and women in the West who no longer live directly from the land, who may not even be aware it was harvest time, I don't know if you realize until you arrive today, have lost their understanding of their total, constant, lifelong dependence on God. Somehow fooled themselves into thinking that their life is dependent on themselves. And it leads us to a question this harvest. Are you one of those mentioned in verse 27? Are you one of the all who looks to God to give you your life, your daily needs? Are you one of the all who recognizes you are completely dependent on Him for every single breath you take? Daniel 5, verse 23. I will turn to this one because I think it's important. It's talking about King Belshazzar. And he has used items that were stolen from God's temple and worshipped them and the gods of silver and gold. And judgment comes from God in these words. But you have lifted up yourself against the Lord of heaven. Think about our world today in some of these verses. You have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven, this God we've been thinking about all morning. And the vessels of this house, of his house, have been brought in before you. And you and your lords, your wives and your concubines, have drunk wine from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see or hear or know. But the God in whose hand is your breath and whose are all your ways, you have not honored. That is a condemnation on the world we live in today. They haven't taken the goblets and bowls. Instead, they've taken the very earth itself, all of God's created glory and greatness, and used it to worship created things. And have forgotten whose hand is your breath and whose are all your ways, and have not honored God. Finally, the psalmist returns to the splendor of the king. Where else could he finish? Verse 31. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles. Who touches the mountains and they smoke. This is a king, a God who is to be feared. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom because it causes us to think on him, to stand in awe of him, to remember that our lives are in his hands. And then verses 33 to 35, he changes again. He no longer talks about you or he. It is now I and me. And I pray as we finish the psalm today, that's true of you. That you can personally say these words, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. That's while I'm alive. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. The beautiful work of God has been damaged by the wickedness and sinfulness of man. And the psalmist cries out, may it be consumed, may it be no more. Surely that is the cry of all God's people, that all the wickedness and sin of this world will be consumed and will be no more. And we know when Jesus comes again to take those who know him to be with him, that is what will happen. And he finishes with the same words he began. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and praise the Lord. And if we are reading this in Hebrew, that last phrase, you know what it means? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So finally, O Lord, my God, you are very great. The earth, he set the earth on its foundations. The earth is full of your creatures. You send forth your spirit. We're going to sing a song together now. And then I'm going to give one last opportunity for us while we're standing to finish the service by saying these words again together. But please stand and let's sing.